From over hill and plain, there comes a single strain. 'Tis loyalty, loyalty, loyalty to Christ. Its music rolls along, the hills take up the song of loyalty, loyalty, yes, loyalty to Christ. On to victory, cries our great commander, on. We'll move at his command, we'll soon possess the land, through loyalty, loyalty, yes, loyalty to Christ. Come join our loyal throng, we'll rout the giant wrong. 'Tis loyalty, loyalty, loyalty to Christ. Where Satan's banners float, we'll send the bugle note of loyalty, loyalty, yes, loyalty to Christ. On to victory, cries our great commander, great commander. His command, we'll soon possess the land, through loyalty, loyalty, yes, loyalty to Christ. The strength of youth we lay at Jesus' feet today. 'Tis loyalty, loyalty, loyalty to Christ. His gospel we'll proclaim throughout the world's domain, of loyalty, loyalty, yes, loyalty to Christ. I may never march in the infantry, ride in the cavalry, shoot the artillery. I may never fly o'er the enemy, but I'm in the Lord's army. On to victory, cries our great commander, great commander. His command, we'll soon possess the land, through loyalty, loyalty, yes, loyalty to Christ. Loyalty to Christ.
All right, I hope you can hear me okay. Hopefully I'm coming in loud and clear. We have a new setup here. So I'm not sure if it's all coming in loud and clear or not, but you let me know here if you can hear me okay. I don't think I have this through these headphones yet, but I should check to make sure. No, we don't have that set up yet. So anyway, all right. But Will, let me get back to here. That way I know. Okay. So loud and clear. Good deal. All right. I'm glad. I've got this new setup here. I'm standing up now. Brother Andrew got this all set up for me so I can stand now in my little corner here. And we've got this desk. Let me tell you the story about this desk. It's really interesting. It's a blessing, actually. It's amazing. I'll explain it to you here real quick. We got that desk over there for me, and you'll notice when I'm teaching Baptist history, I'm standing up there in the afternoons, and I use that desk. Well, they sent us one that had a little flaw in it, and we called them, and they said, okay, well, you could send that desk back, and we'll send you a new one. And I said, okay, great, let's just do that. Well, then we called them, and they said, just keep it. And we're like, okay, great. So we decided to use that here for this stand here. And then Brother Andrew got some different monitors for us here, some brand new monitors that are smaller. And so the order of it switched a little bit. So if I mess up on something, you're going to have to give me a second to figure it out because it's a little different than what I'm used to here. But we'll figure it out. So YouTube is already trying to cut me off and saying, oh, there's not enough bitrate for something or other. I'm telling you, every time I get to a topic they don't like, I seem to have a problem with a whole lot of things with this, and that's just the way it works. That's the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, right? We understand how that works. Well, I'm telling you, there's a lot to talk about today, but before I get into that, I should say hi to everybody, see who's all on here, and say hello to some folks. folks, before we get on, you know, usually a topic like this has at least 100 people on it, which always surprises me. When they started noticing my broadcast, they started cutting things down a little bit and started going kind of off. But maybe it's not. Maybe it's some broadcasts do better than others. Who knows? You know, whatever. Maybe I make too many people mad and I'm too long-winded. That might be what it is, but that doesn't mean I'm going to change any. So we'll just keep going and doing what we're doing. Brandon Swanson was number one today. Jacob Yates was on there. And let's see, Andrea on there. Jesse Scruggs, Tracy, Joe McDonald, Carl Winters, alias the man in the basement. All right, that's Carl. Let's see, Rachel, Dwayne McEnroe. Good afternoon, Betty. Where you been? Glad you're back. Marissa Roper, hope you're doing well. Jen Stewart, hope things are going well. Chain Break, hope you're doing well. Also, Carrie, Elijah Morgan. Pilgrim Lady, Let It Rain, Brother Paul, Brother Paul's on here, Big Whale, Debbie, how are you? Hope you're doing well. Good to see you on here. All right. So, what in the world is going on? You know, here's what I think, and I'm kind of loud. You know why? It's because I'm standing up. When I stand up, I just get louder. So, if I blast you out, I hope I don't blast your ears out. But you know what? I had some people say, well, I can't hear you. Well, that must be your devices, because I don't know how you can't hear me, but anyway, hopefully you can hear me okay on here. But anyway, I like standing up. The only thing I can't do is bang on this thing, because if I bang on this thing, I'll break something. So I can't do that. So, listen, this Great Reset, we're going to talk about the Great Reset today. We're going to talk about COVID camps and the Phoenix Rising. This is that beast system. This is that New World Order system. And I'm telling you, they are not hiding it anymore. They are in your face. They are in your face. Big Whale, how are you? How's it going? You said hello to me this morning, and I was busy with Jacob. I was over at a gun shop out in the middle of nowhere with Jacob. And I got some stuff for my black powder. So I didn't answer you, but hello. Hope you're doing well. And I'm going to tell you what's really going on here. There is an absolute big distraction. Hey, Daryl, hope you're doing well. It's not Daryl. He's not the big distraction. That's called a mind that has anxiety that just kind of bounces around everywhere when I see something. That's live broadcast for you. I do things a little different than all my professional friends do that are way better at this than me. What do? I just bounce around. I talk to you interactively. What's the matter with me? That'd be insane to do that, right? What am I doing that for? That's just nuts. All right, anyway. Hope you're doing well, Daryl. So hope everything's going good for you guys. You know, here's the thing. There's a great distraction going on right now. All of this stuff is a distraction. What I mean by that is it's like all this, okay, this bill that they just passed where we're all going to get $600. Isn't that great? Well, they spend trillions of dollars. We're going to get $600. But here's the thing. All of this stuff is going on right now. Crazy things going on. And we're being distracted by, okay, like Trump. Okay, first of all, Trump doesn't care if he's in office or not. Just, he doesn't. Trump's going to be done. He's going to walk away. He doesn't really care that much that he's in office. He just doesn't. Because there's a bigger thing going on here. It's much bigger than what you realize. Much bigger. They are trying to reset the entire world. Again. Again. And it involves every aspect of our lives. That's right, big whale. Birth pangs are not nice. And you've never had a baby, so you wouldn't know. You just know they're not. But there's, we're being buffaloed. We're being buffaloed, right? And here's the thing. Everything, let me assure you, everything is unfolding exactly the way it was supposed to. I want to show you something. What has been the greatest transfer of wealth in the last year? And they did it in 1 year. 1 year. Listen to this. Look at this verse right here. Revelation chapter, 9, verse number 21. Neither repented they of their murders. Well, that's abortion to number one. I mean, there's more than that, but that's abortion. Nor of their sorceries. What do you think that vaccine is? Sorceries. What on the backs also this COVID-19, what else did they pass? Or pushing for? Marijuana everywhere. They're dosing people at work. They're giving people LSD at work. Low doses of LSD. All kinds of other things, right? But look what else. Nor of their fornications, nor of their theft. They have stolen more wealth in 1 year than they could have got accomplished probably in 10 or 15 years. Look at all these small businesses that are literally on the brink of destruction. While all the big merchants of the earth, all the merchants of the earth have come together for this scam. Look. And the light of the candle shall shine no more at all in thee, and the voice of the bridegroom and the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth. For by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. And in her was found the blood of the prophets and of the saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. So think about this, right? They're going to give you $600 while these poor businesses around here are closed. They've invested their life savings into these things. Well, what'd they do? They thieved them. They stole from them. They robbed them. Well, what else have they done? Well, they're all working together. Remember the broadcast I brought to you a week ago about the Jesuits and the Masons and the Pope and the Great Reset? Well, that was the spiritual, financial, that was the two arms of Rome. That was the two arms of Babylon. That's this verse. That's this verse coming together right here. It's all coming together into a program where it encompasses everything that you find in Revelation chapter 13. But I'm not sad about it. I'm not sitting here sad about it and depressed about it. Why? Because God told me it was going to happen. God said that this would happen. He warned us. God warned us that this was going to happen. And it is. It's all coming down the exact way that God said it was going to. And we're seeing it. Oh, I think all the victory's here. I think the victory is not loving this world. The victory is not being too attached to this world. The victory is in trusting the Lord that God warned us that all these things would come to pass. All these things would come to pass. We're going to read first about this Great Reset a little bit, just from Wikipedia, what they say about it. And then we're going to look at a few other things. We're going to look at the COVID crackdowns, the COVID control, the control camps. We're going to look at all those things. And we're going to see exactly what they say about all of it. As you mix it and put it all together, you could see that all of this is a cocktail. And by the way, all of it is planned. All of this is planned, from the medical to the financial to the social to the complete and utter control of the world. When would any of this been able to have been set up by a liberal? No, it was set up by Trump. The system was already in place with Trump to double down on it. It just was. I'm sorry. I hate to burst your bubble if you really believe that Trump is a hero. He's not. He's a player in a game. That's what he is. He's just a player in a game. That's all. And that's what happens to players in the game. The Great Reset is a proposal by the World Economic Forum to rebuild the economy sustainably following the COVID-19 pandemic. So who thinks that the COVID-19 pandemic was planned? I do. Who thinks that it was some virus or whatever it is released onto people to make them sick? I do. And here's what you have to understand. The sickness is real. Pastor Hoggard's father-in-law, his lungs aren't glass because of something fake. Do you understand that? Like they're not glass because they're because it's fake. Like it's not real. They're like he's not lying. Like I know the man. He's not lying. He's not in some secret cabal. He's not working for the New World Order. He's some guy that served the Lord for 40 years in a church. He's not some jackass that would make sickness up because he likes the fact that his lungs are like glass. That's what you people have a problem with, some of you out there, which you can't figure out. Things can be real. Conditions can be planned. They really do affect other people. It's the point of it. It's not all fake. It's real. But the things around it, the responses are controlled responses. Problem, reaction, solution. The sickness is real. Was it created in a lab? Yes. Yes. Was it made to kill people? Yes, especially old people that are paying Social Security. That's why it was designed to kill off the old people. What's another reason why? Okay, class, what's another reason why you would? What's another reason why you'd kill off old people? The old way of living, that's right! Because you're going to kill a generation of people that are like, we're not putting up with you commies. You're not taking everything we own. We're not living our lives like that. We weren't raised like that. But this new generation, a bunch of limp-wristed, fruity-tooty, baby, tight jean wearing. All right, I'm going to stop now before I say something I shouldn't. Fruit Loops. I mean, you take men like my dad that's 77 years old, like he's not going to roll over and let you do that to him. They're the children of the Second World War. They're not going to like, they're not going to let you do that. So they're going to kill him. And they call it the Boomer Doomer. That's what they call it. That's what these punks call it. They call it the Boomer Doomer. Did you know that? That's what they call this virus. Flu, virus, I don't care what you call it. It stinks. Why? Well, it's a plan. It's a plan. They know the young people won't give them any problem at all. See, that's conspiracy stuff. Is it? I don't think it is. I think the evidence shows that it's just fact. So, yeah, there's like, oh, we're going to rebuild the economy sustainably. And what's that also usher in? The worship of Mother Earth, right? It also has an environmental aspect to it. Let's get to the conspiracy theory part of it. Let me just move this over here. The conspiracy theory first spread following the initiative's announcement. It spread in response to the plan alleging that global financial elites and world leaders have planned a pandemic, deliberately letting loose the coronavirus to cause the conditions that will allow a restructuring of the world's governments. I believe that. I am that kooky weird dude that absolutely 1000% believes that you people are possessed with devils, and the media is working with you, and the medical industry is working with you, and pharmaceutical companies are working with you, and the United States government is working with you, and all of these people are working with you because they hate Jesus Christ, they hate the Word of God, they definitely hate old people, and they want to set a new world order. That takes out any bit of liberty, that takes out any bit of individuality, and crushes you into the collective. That's, yeah, I'm that guy that believes that. I'm that crazy dude that believes that. I'm that kooky, weird Christian, and I don't even believe it's a conspiracy. Do you understand? Like, I don't call this a conspiracy. I believe it's just factual. Like, I would look at all, like, I want to walk up to the Senate and Congress. I want to stand before them like, I think you're all a bunch of devils. I think you snort devils. Like people snort, like white people snort cocaine up in high rises. That's what I think you do. I think you worship Satan. I think you kiss his hoof. I think you are the biggest bunch of devils that ever walked the face of the earth right now. Yes, that's what I believe. I mean, I so believe that, like you couldn't talk me out of that if you tried to brainwash me, if you waterboarded me, whatever it is you tried to, it would not matter to me, because I know my Bible, and I know that these people that are running this great reset, that are a part of this right here, including the Pope and the Rothschilds and all of them, are a bunch of devil-snorting, wicked, demonic, pedophilic, wicked people. That's who I think they are. I think they cut the tops of heads off and eat brains out of them. You don't even really want to know what I think about these people, how evil they are. They drink blood. I think they do all of it. Yes, everything that God said in Deuteronomy 18 for people not to do, I think they do. And most of it they do right in front of your eyes and then make fun of you. When they inject themselves with aborted fetus cells, and they do all those things, and they make vaccines full of babies. See, I mean, do you think I've made my point real clear? I mean, do you think I've made clear like how much I really... And by the way, I'm willing to say that right to their face, too, if I had the opportunity. I'm so absolutely willing to tell them that to their face. All of them. Because it's so evident. But they would call us conspiracy theory people. Well, let's just see if it's much of a conspiracy. Let's see if it is, right? We'll look at a few things. It alleges that the main goals of the Great Reset are to take global political and economic control by instating a Marxist totalitarian regime and by extension of the New World Order. Well, of course it is. It is claimed that such a regime would abolish personal ownership and private and property rights, send the military into cities, impose mandatory vaccination, and create isolation camps for people who resist. Well, they wouldn't do that, would they? Well, I don't know. Let's look. Would they? Hey, what's that? Wait. Wait, that article right there. Wait, that's not Fox News. That's not even Breitbart. That's not Drudge. Wait. That's called Bloomberg.com. Forced isolation may be the only way to stop resurgence of virus. Forced isolation? Well, they wouldn't do that. Would they? Let's see if we can get past this right here for a second. Give me a second here. I got that on mute. We'll get past their weird, kooky commercial.
Held up New Zealand as the model for how to properly, including COVID. But anyone who loves freedom should take note, because the Kiwis have a terrifying new response to rising COVID case numbers. They're throwing people into quarantine camps.
If someone refuses in our facilities to be tested, they have to keep staying. So they won't be able to leave after 14.
If they be tested, that's how they say tested? If they be tested, then they must do this if they be tested. You know, it's hard for me because you have to understand, like, whoa, did that come out? Okay. I don't know how that did that. Just like totally skipped everything that I was looking at. Hang on a second, guys. I hate these browsers.
Whatever this man says goes viral.
The American left and their media poodles have long held up New Zealand as the model for how to properly deal with a lot of things, including COVID. But anyone who loves freedom should take note, because the Kiwis have a terrifying new response to rising COVID case numbers. They're throwing people into quarantine camps.
If someone refuses in our facilities to be tested, they have to keep staying. So they won't be able to leave after 14 days. They have to stay on for another 14 days. So it's a pretty good incentive. You either get your tests done and make sure you're cleared, or we will keep you in a facility longer. So I think most people will look at that and say, I'll take the test.
No leaving the camp until you're negative. The left's other COVID role model, the EU, is taking equally drastic measures. They're requiring government officials to use thermal imaging cameras designed by a Chinese company, the same one that provides surveillance equipment to the concentration camps that they call re-education camps for the Uyghur Muslims. Joining me now is Victor Davis Hanson, Hoover Institution Senior Fellow. Victor, are these the type of scenarios we're going to be facing under a Biden administration?
Yeah, it's frightening. I mean, here the virus started in China, it was spread from China, and now China is offering the West the methodology and technology of fascism to supposedly cure what they started. It reminds me of Crassus in Rome. You know, he had the private fire brigade. He pulled up when a fire was devouring a house, and he said, for a price, I'll be willing to put your fire out, but better yet, I'll buy it at rock bottom prices. That's what the Chinese, that whole technology and methodology, I guess, is seen in the West by. But it's also bizarre because we're not in an ascending pattern. We're having a million tests per day almost, so we're bound to have more cases. But
so anyway, so you have to be tested. And if you're not willing to be tested, then that little skinny, scrawny Jezebel is going to have you thrown into jail for like 14 days and then another 14 days, right? You know, it's hard for me to you know, the hardest part about that is like the way I was raised and the way I was trained would be like, well, if you want some, come get you some. Just like, come get you some. Let's see. Let's do it. Like, I mean, I'm just telling you, like, that's, so I have to fight that spirit in the flesh. I have to fight that because, like, that's like, that's like the ultimate type of a challenge. You know, that's hard to that's hard to take. You know what I mean? It just is. It's just because that's, you know, it, but anyway, so something to think about. But let me move on here to the next one here. Let me find what I was looking for here. Let's go back to what we were reading about here. Okay. So obviously they did have those camps set up and they have those places set up. So that is part of the Great Reset. That isn't conspiracy. That's fact. That's not like a conspiracy that everybody's thought up. It's fact. They are doing that. Examples claimed by proponents as evidence of a conspiracy include a 2016 WEF piece describing what life might be like in 2030. Joe Biden's slogan, Build Back Better, and Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau's September 2020 speech. According to the Daily Dot, this is merely a discourse illustrating how to create a more just and sustainable world. You're lying. In some variations of theory, U.S. President Donald Trump is the only world leader keeping the scheme from happening based on the video from August 2020, which has been viewed by over 3 million people. Well, I don't think he's going to keep it from happening either. So, if you look at it, this is all being set up on every level. Every level. It's being set up. The financial level, they're already admitting to right here. Right? Following the spread of the now viral September 2020 speech by Trudeau, in which he speaks about the Agenda 2030 goals, a conspiracy theory was spread via far-right internet personalities and groups, some also supporting QAnon conspiracy theory and conservative political commentators, including Canadians Maxim Bernier and Ezra Levant. The elites want COVID-19 lockdown to usher in the Great Reset, and that should terrify you, said Tucker Carlson. Well, that's true. What he said was right. It should terrify you. It should bother you. It absolutely should bother you. Mm-hmm. Because that is exactly what they're doing. If you notice this, Jeff Bezos and other major corporations did nothing but get rich. They tripled their fortunes during COVID-19. Who didn't triple their fortunes? Pretty much every single business owner. Every single one. It's like, how do you say that they say this conspiracy theory lacks sufficient evidence? Really? Because what it shows us indefinitely what's happening here. But God warned us in the scriptures. Right? He warned us that these things would come to pass. We're not surprised, are we? We shouldn't be. We should also not be surprised when men's hearts fail them. You know one of the greatest things? By the way, okay, let me say this to you also. Let me say this also to you, okay? Because I want to be very blunt about this. I personally believe the goal of Satan and those that work for him are to dishearten and kill as many people as they possibly can using COVID-19. If they cannot kill, by injecting them with a vaccine, by giving you the virus, by you getting the virus, if they can't kill you that way, they want to do it with the mind. Okay? The Bible says the spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit who can bear? Do you know how many old people and older people? One of my members was telling me a story. One of our members here, one of our brothers here at OPBC was telling me a story. And I'm not going to go into whose it is. But somebody, they were telling me a story about how this person has worked for 60 years of their life. They're older, 50, 60 years of their life. And they basically are broke now. They're not called an essential worker. Right? They're not called an essential worker, and they're completely just like, you can tell they're depressed. Look, these old men and women, they're used to working every day. They're used to working hard. Their whole life has been production and work and pressing on and not being lazy and everything. And then all of a sudden, you don't let them go to work. You lock the country down. You shut them all up in nursing homes and you kill them all. You know, my wife's grandmother just died at 92 years old. You know what killed her? The lockdowns. The lockdowns killed her. Yeah, she caught COVID like the last 2 weeks, or they said she tested positive. She really didn't have that many symptoms of it. She had other problems. She's 92. Who doesn't have problems at 92, right? But you know what really did it? The fact that she was cut off from everybody that she loved. She couldn't go to church anymore. She was locked in that nursing home. She was locked down in that place. And mentally, your mind can't take that. And once your mind is taken, and once your mind is broken down, and once that happens, guess what? It only takes an infirmity. And it will take you down. You take the will to live away from people by depressing them, discouraging them. Not letting them go to church, keeping them from their church family and other people. It's killed more older people, not by disease, but by design. I'm going to say that again. They've killed more people, not by disease, but by design. Yep. God meant human people to have contact with other human people, and not virtually like we are. Not virtually like we are, but in-person contact. Lisa, I believe it killed your mom too. Most of these people did not die from COVID. They died from a wounded, lonely, depressed spirit. and it was all by design, and you will never convince me otherwise. Ever. Those bunch of Antichrist devils, they know what how a mind works. They know how it operates. They know that people need human contact. They know that people need touch. They know that people need that to survive. People need it to survive. Again, I've seen people have second, third, fourth stage cancer and fight like the third squirrel trying to get on the ark. Right? I've seen other people that were young, and I'm talking about older people fighting cancer and everything else, right? But I've also seen young, healthy men, I'm not kidding you, 24 years old, that told me that Wi-Fi was keeping them on the couch and they couldn't get up and go to work and take care of their family, and they were completely 1,000% depressed. And guess what it was? It wasn't Wi-Fi. They said, oh, my knees hurt constantly all the time and I'm in constant and total pain. They weren't. It was their mind. They were depressed. They were depressed. And they know that. And the Bible warns us of that. The Bible warns us to keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. It warns us that the love of many shall wax cold. It also warns us look at this. Luke 21:26. Men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. That's a condition of men's hearts failing them because of fear. Then Saul fell straightway all along on the earth and was sore afraid because of the words of Samuel, and there was no strength in him, for he had eaten no bread all the day nor all the night. Look at this. You find it here. Here it is right here. Therefore, I was left alone and saw the great vision. There remained no strength in me, for my comeliness was turned in me into corruption, and I retained no strength. That's the wrong one I was looking for. I think it was 10:16. And behold, one like the similitude of the sons of men touched my lips. Then I opened my mouth and spake and said unto him that stood before me, O my Lord, by the vision, my sorrows are turned upon me, and I have retained no strength. Why? Sorrow. Sorrow can zap you of your strength. I know that. For about 3 years of my life, I dealt with that. An encompassing and very powerful sorrow. The Lord's delivered me from much of that. Praise his name. He's delivered me from much of that. But I'll tell you, I've been through it. And you lose your strength. He said, "For how can the servant of this my Lord talk with this my Lord? For as for me, straightway there remain no strength in me, neither is there breath left in me." That's right, Brother Ross. Thank you for that verse. A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart the spirit is broken. So, I know what that's like to go through that, but God sustained me through that. But when you're older and you're weaker, sorrow affects your health. I preached a sermon a long time ago, my heart affects my health. It does. It does. Depression absolutely does affect your health, and so does sorrow, and so does, and it's brought on by these societal changes. You see how, I know I'm pulling from a lot of different areas here, but I'm hoping that what I'm showing you is that all of these things were working together. So you have these mental doctors, right? They're going to drug the people with the vaccines, the pharmaceutical companies. They're going to drug them with their sorceries. You have the mental aspects of these poor people and what they're going through. Look at this. Overdoses. Men's hearts failing them. Overdose deaths far outpace COVID deaths in San Francisco. But we're not going to shut the whole country down for that. We're not going to shut California down for that. A record 621 people died of drug overdoses in San Francisco so far this year. A staggering number that far outpaces the 173 deaths from COVID. The crisis fueled by the powerful painkiller fentanyl could have been far worse if it wasn't for the nearly 3,000 times Narcan was used from January to the beginning of November to save someone from the brink of death. Why do you think they're shooting themselves up like that? Look at this. See the numbers increase 70% from 2018? Why is that? Because you're depressing people. But you don't understand. They're purposely depressing people. It's on purpose. Okay? This isn't an accident. This is being done on purpose. It's the Great Reset. Where you and I would just call it the New World Order. Like, that's all it is. It's all it is just they're ramping up, they're coming out of the open, but they're distracting people that aren't paying attention. They want them paying attention to Trump winning the election and an election battle. While meanwhile, they're moving forward with an agenda. Right? There's an agenda. There's an agenda for all this. And it's all coming together. Like this one. So then you got it like mixed with murder. FDA approves emergency use of abortion-tainted Moderna COVID-19 vaccine. See, somebody says, is the vaccine the mark of the beast? No. Mm-mm. The entire system that's being developed, the Great Reset, is preparing the mark of the beast. Remember, the mark of the beast, the mark symbolizes everything else. Well, what does the mark symbolize? Well, let's look at it. Don't focus just on the mark itself. Yes, focus on what the mark of the beast symbolizes. Let's go to Revelation, shall we? Let's review. I know I've done this a few times, but can Trump prevent this? No. No. Nope. Trump's not a Christian. Trump's going to do it. Trump's part of the game. Listen, folks, would you please understand this? I've told this to my children in this church. When I say my children, I mean all the children of this church, the children that the Lord God has given us here as a church. Listen, please, I want you to understand something, okay? I look at our children and say, if you don't repent and believe the gospel, someday you will stick the sword into my heart. Someday you may be the one that takes the mark of the beast. Do you understand that? I say that to the children of this church. I tell them, repent, believe the gospel, turn to the loving Lord Jesus Christ while you still have the opportunity. Run to the cross and be gloriously saved and changed by the Spirit of God. Why do I say that to them? Why do I say that to them? Because I believe it. God says it. What does the Bible say? What does the Bible say? If I tell the children that, why would I look at Trump and think he's some kind of savior? When I know full well the spirit of Antichrist hovers over him. How do you know that, preacher? Well, his pastor is Paula White, who's a witch. A whorish, wicked Babylonian priestess, witch with the ruby red shoes that clicks them three times and says, there's no place like Rome. There's no place like Rome. There's no place like Rome. So, and there's an article right on Sermon Audio, and you know what they say? Trump's a better Catholic than most Catholics, and he's a Protestant. Okay, how do you believe this, preacher? Where are you going with all this? Well, what does the Bible say? Why does the Bible say, and what authority do I have to say it, that men like Trump and others and even children in our church would do that? Well, the Bible says, because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. That they all might be damned that believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. The mark of the beast is the sign of those that have pleasure in unrighteousness. You understand? It's... Now... But the mark is a symbol. Let's do a little example. I'm going to play a song. I'm going to ask you a question, and I'm going to play a song. When did Cain receive the mark? When did Cain receive the mark? Okay? We'll be right back.
with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. And sinners plunged beneath that flood lose on their guilty stains, lose on their guilty stains, lose on their guilty stains. Sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains. Ooh. The dying thief rejoiced to see that fountain in his day, and there may I go wash all my sins away, wash all my sins away, wash all my sins away, and then may I throw as he wash all my sins away.
All right, that's correct. It was after he killed Abel, but what did he do? He rejected the love of the truth that he might be saved. God told him what to do. He then kills Abel, and then he's given the mark. They reject the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion. The mark is symbolic of their decision that they already made. And it's an all-encompassing mark. Because when I look at Revelation, when I look at it, we see the dragon. We see his great power, his seat, and his great authority. His power and seat and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. And they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies. And power was given him to continue 42 months. Now, it's a world power. So what has to happen? Well, the Great Reset has to happen. Don't you get it, friend? It has to happen in order for this to come to pass. It has to. These sorrows and these things that will happen, they have to happen. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. that it has to happen. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb and spake as a dragon. He spake like a devil. And he exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him. And he causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast. I think it is interesting that China becomes such a big player and they represent the dragon. I think that is interesting. I think it's interesting. I think there's something to that. Okay? I think there really is. Because when you see that, it's interesting. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of the beast, in the sight of men. And deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image of the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive them a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. So, that no man might buy or sell, save he that... So you have worship, buying and selling, trafficking. You have all of these things that are part of this. You have the merchants of the earth. You have the beast system. Eventually, there will be no room for independence. All governments will be united in one front. They will not be allowed to have any independence. And that's really what we have. That's really what we have here. You have a culmination of all these things coming together. Let's see. All right, let's see. Let me get back to... let's see. Here's another. Oh, wow. Okay. Came over here. That's kind of weird. Let's see. 45 of the 50 of the biggest U.S. companies turn profits during pandemic, while Americans see largest single year jump in poverty ever recorded. Whoa. Americans are slipping into poverty at a record rate, while 90% of the nation's 50 largest publicly traded companies continue to turn profits, according to the findings of two reports published by the Washington Post. Data shows 7.8 million Americans have fallen into poverty in just the past 5 months. The plummet outpaced the next worst slide into poverty, which came during the 78-80 oil crisis, and saw a rate of decline into poverty only half what it has been in 2020. In November, 11.7% of Americans were living in poverty, which is defined as the federal level as the annual income of $26,200 for a family of four. Meanwhile, among the nation's 50th largest publicly traded companies, 45 have been turned profit since March. These are the times when the strong can get stronger, Nike CEO John Donahue said in September. So, in other words, basically, they're just admitting that they're making a lot of money and we ain't. Mm-hmm. And that's the plan. That was the plan. It still is the plan. That's the great reset to the great erase, you should call it, to erase the middle class. Right? To erase the middle class and have them gone. So there isn't one. How conservative aid the trans agenda? How conservatives aid the trans agenda? Wow, you mean like that might be part of it too? See, there's a wholesale agenda here. And it covers every aspect of it. Check this out. Here's another one. That goes right along with it. Pope Francis has endorsed a universal basic income. COVID-19 could make it a reality in Europe. Oh, you mean like they did it on purpose? You mean like they set all this up on purpose? Yeah. Yeah, see, whether it was COVID-19 or whatever scam they used at the time to do it, yes, they've done it on purpose for a reason, and it's to destroy people. But it's all, look, listen, people have to be in a position of dire need in order to accept tyranny. Right? I only got one deer, big whale. I didn't get two. I'm going out this weekend to try to get another one. There's an extra hunting day. So I haven't been able to. The hunting's been closed for about a week or two. So anyway, I that shouldn't be down. I mean, you guys should be able to hear me just fine. Are you guys having trouble hearing? Dwayne is saying he can't hear very well. I don't know. Oh, maybe when I turn like this, it might do that a little bit sometimes. It'll lower the... Yeah, I'm going to get a lapel mic so it helps. I don't have all... It's going to cost me to get the right system. I've got some of the money in for it right now, but not all of it. So I'll be working on it. Okay, good. Everybody can hear. All right. Let's see. So let me get back to where we were at here. Let's see. Let me go back to... Oh, here's where I was. Pope Francis has endorsed a universal basic income. What is this? The same financial reset. See, here's the thing, okay? I want to help you with something. They make it look like they're trying to help you. It's like giving us this $600 that they're giving everybody. Sure, I'm going to take it. What am I going to do? Say no? They're going to give it to somebody else. I might as well take it. It's the way it goes. But the point is that, and that's, by the way, that's not even, if they gave us $1,200, it wouldn't be putting us in that much debt. Yeah, that's the smallest part of the bill. Everything else is the bailouts of the banks, the bailouts of major corporations, and all of them are in on it. You don't think Amazon and Walmart and any of these other corporations aren't pushing a stake in the game to keep these smaller businesses closed so they can destroy them? Sure they are. It's exactly what they're doing. Liberty Valor, if you want to send something towards the speaker system, you can, or the audio system that we're going to use for the lapel, you can send it to salvationpreacher@gmail.com. That's our, or pastorcooley@icloud.com. That's our PayPal address, or you can mail us something if you'd like to as well. But that would be fine. And we'd appreciate any kind of help you'd want to give towards it. Okay. But that's the plan. See, the plan is to sink everybody financially. These things get bigger. Government gets bigger. Right? Okay, it is salvationpreacher@gmail.com or pastorcooley@icloud.com. Either one of those, salvationpreacher@gmail.com or pastorcooley@icloud.com. Both of those PayPal addresses work for anything, any type of giving. If you want to give it to just the general needs that we have, you can give it to that. If you have it specifically for just the audio, then let me know. But either one of those is fine. Either one of them is fine. Or you can mail it to us as well. But we'd appreciate either one. I kind of like the idea of a lapel mic, but I don't know how it would work and how good the audio is. But we'll see how it works. I think it'll be better, especially when I'm doing teaching up there too as well. It would be a little bit better. But anyway, so this was all planned. This is all, but like Lisa said something about Agenda 21. Yes. Yes. All of the above and then some. Yes. That's exactly what it's all about. They've already had it planned. It's already part of the work. It's already part of it all. So it's been a part of the plan for a while. And the Pope, he just plays his, see, he puts the moral, the spiritual, so to speak, or moral thrust behind it. Part of the beast system that says, oh, which by the way, he's ruling at the top of it. He's ruling at the top of it. That's what he does with his Masonic bankers. So you have the Jesuits, the Masons, the Knights of Malta, the Bilderbergs, the Illuminati, whatever groups you want to come together, whatever groups you want to choose, they're all the same groups and they all work together. So this is, it's part of the plan, But it all comes together, right? You've got the camps where they're putting people that are disagree, that want to fight that. You've got the medical industry that's on board injecting people. Yeah, or turning them into the health department. Oh, how about Minnesota here? These businesses that want to stay open. Our Muslim woman beating attorney general. He sues two more restaurants for defying the COVID-19 order. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison announced Friday he is suing two more restaurants for violating Governor Tim Walz's COVID-19 restrictions. Ellison filed lawsuits against Cornerstone Cafe and Anoka for reopening this week in defiance to Walz's ban on in-person dining, which expires Friday. Walz issued a new executive order loosening those restrictions to allow outdoor dining beginning Saturday, January 10th. Okay, can I help you with something? It's going to be 0 degrees on Friday. Who's going to go outside and eat in 0 degrees? Nobody. Today the wind is blowing so hard, if you have a coat on out there, you're cold and it's 37. But the wind's blowing like crazy. He's just a smug jerk is what he is. A little antichrist jerk. And you know what? This House and Senate in Minnesota, you're a bunch of devils too. Just quit patronizing us and just be honest. You're not going to do anything about it. You're going to have your little quaint Minnesota stupid speeches that I'm tired of hearing. I'm tired of hearing your stupid speeches, how you actually care, and you're going to stand up to the governor. Yeah, right, whatever. Whatever. You're just a typical limp-wristed Minnesotan people, man. That's all you are. A bunch of passive-aggressive people. Never stand up to anything and do anything. Just go ahead and take it all. I'm so sick and tired of it. It's garbage. But they'll get mad at me and hate me for saying something about it. Just a big joke. Oh, you can go out and eat outside. Right? Let me show you something I think is funny. See if I can find it here. Let's see. Let me see. Here we go. That's what I was looking for. Burks Travels. Look at this. Burks Travels. Family visits highlights pandemic safety perils. Oh, wait. That's not the one I'm looking for. Oh, she traveled. Yeah, it is the one. The day after Thanksgiving, she traveled to one of her vacation properties on Fenwick Island in Delaware. She was accompanied by three generations of her family. From two households, Burks, her husband, Paige Reffy, a daughter, son-in-law, and two young grandchildren were present. The CDC and Prevention has asked Americans not to travel over the holidays and discourage indoor activity involving members of different households. People who do not currently live in your housing unit, such as college students who are returning home for the school, should be considered part of different households. You're an idiot! You're an absolute idiot and a fool. And if anybody listens to you, they're stupid. Oh, if my college kids comes home, hey, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to make them go sit in their bedroom by themselves, and I'm going to quarantine against them. I'm going to quarantine them. You people are a bunch of idiots. If any of you people out here follow this stuff, you are snorting stupid pills. That's what you're doing. You're just breaking them open and snorting them right there. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. Yeah, I'm going to make my kids come home, and then I'm going to quarantine them over there in the room over there, and that's what I'm going to do. Why do people just look at these people and say, actually, Rand Paul does. He just says they're basically stupid. But why don't you just look at them and just tell them, that's stupid. That's stupid. Or I'm going to wear a mask around my... I'm going to invite grandma over. And only keep your Thanksgiving or whatever to 10 people. No. I mean, just no. 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 Make me. Right? Yeah. Grandma's pie is not worth dying for. Have you ever had grandma's pie? Yes, it is. Grandma's pie is so good, make you want to slap Fauci upside his head. Not even kidding you. Even in Burks's everyday life, there are challenges meeting that standard. She and her husband have a home in Washington. She also owns a home in nearby Potomac, Maryland, where her elderly parents and her daughter and family live, and where Burks visits intermittently. In addition, the children's other grandmother, who is 77, also regularly travels to Potomac House and returns to her 92-year-old husband near Baltimore. Aw, I feel sorry for her that she has three houses and she doesn't know which one to stay in. Because, you know, rich people with three houses, what do you expect them to do? You poor stupid people, you poor stupid ham and eggers with one house, you could sit there, you poor stupid ham and eggers. Why don't you just go sit in your house, you stupid little ham and egger, and do what you're told? You're poor, you don't have any money anyway, you can't go anywhere. Sit in your little cave and shut up and listen to me. Right? That sounds about right, doesn't it? That's you guys, you poor stupid people. Right? But Burks isn't one of you stupid ham and eggers. She's got three houses. You know how hard it is to social distance in three houses, you idiots? You can't expect her to do that. What's the matter with you? It's so difficult for her to do that. Why, you act like she could stay in one of her mansions all by herself like that. Well, when you're that rich, you got to go to all three of your houses, dummy. Do you see why I don't believe anything they say? Right? Like they tell pregnant women that are having a baby, like, that they got to test for COVID, and then when they leave, they got to quarantine for 4 days until they can have their surgery have their baby or whatever it is, right? And then you're just like, well, are you doing it? Are all the doctors doing it? Is everybody, are all you guys going quarantining? Shut up, stupid! Do what you're told, dummy! Don't ask questions, you stupid ham and egger! Do what you're told. We have white robes. So you just do what you're told, dummy. You're not allowed to think. You're not supposed to think. What gives you the right to think? Right? That pretty much. When I walk in, I think it's funny when I walk into Cub Foods and there's a sign there that says only 226 people are allowed at one time in here and nobody's counting anything and nobody's paying attention. I'm like, this is stupid. It's stupid. It's just so absolutely dumb that this all has to be a plot of Satan, and people that have had so much fluoride and people that are so drugged up, they've scared old people so much that they will not buck it. They won't even ask questions. So you can't go visit anybody. You can't go do anything like this. You got to stay away from everybody. You got to do that. Now, Burks ain't staying away from everybody. Right? Burks ain't staying away from nobody. Burks is going everywhere. Laughing at you? Do you realize all these people are laughing? They're just laughing. They're just like all laughing at us. Like that in Fauci when he's sitting in a state. What was he sitting in a stadium that day? And he had his mask off or whatever? All of it. And I'm supposed to believe that I'm going to die every 3 seconds of my life. I'm supposed to worry about that. And like, you can't meet and we're going to have, and you can't go to a restaurant. Restaurants have to be closed. But I walk into the grocery store and there's like 10 times as many people. See what I mean? That's how you know that this is all conditioning. It's all conditioning. That's what it all is. Honestly, I'm not even discouraged by it. I just think they're all stupid. Do you understand? Like they don't discourage me. I just think they're stupid. I think they're stupefied. I think they're taken with the spirit. And I watch it. Just like these little Jezebels that run around me and they run up to me and they try to, and if I don't have a mask on or if I'm not doing something or they freak out on me and they start yelling at me and I just look at them like, I just think they're dumb. Like that Jezebel that worked at a nursing home when she came up to me and started yelling at me. I said, well, you can't even save people there. So what are you telling me what to do for? That went over well. Meanwhile, all these dignitaries, how many people do we have to see not follow that before we just say, you guys are a bunch of liars? Like all the governors that travel to their different houses, all the Congress people that get their hair done anyway. Yeah, Governor Newsom over in California, Nancy Pelosi, all these people. I mean, and then we're just looking at him like, oh, okay. Well, that's kind of weird. Well, it's not weird. It's satanic. And when you see the fear-based things and the things that they're doing over the top of it, you understand that it's all part of the plan. It's all part of the plan. It's all the, I'm not saying it is the strong delusion. It's a precursor to it. It's the same spirit. Do I believe what stories are real? What stories are you asking me are real? You have to explain to me what you mean by that. Do I believe these stories are real? You have to kind of inform me of what you mean, what stories exactly. Well, it's just like the delusion of choice. This last election, they had no intention of putting Trump back in there like that. They had an intention of rallying up all this stuff, moving this to move everything forward for a purpose. Well, yeah, I know they're real. I watched them do it. Why wouldn't they be real? Somebody says, to me, this disqualifies her from any future government health position, said Dr. Angela Rasmussen, a virologist at the Georgetown Center for Global Health Science and Security. It's a terrible message for someone in public health to be sending the American people. I bet you that lady's doing the same exact thing. Who doesn't believe that lady's doing the exact same thing that said that? Do you really think these people are following any of these rules? Look what she said. After the Associated Press raised questions about her Thanksgiving weekend travels, Burks acknowledged in a statement that she went to her Delaware property. She insisted the purpose of roughly 50-hour visit was to deal with the winterization of the property before a potential sale, something she says she previously hadn't had time to do because of her schedule. I did not go to Delaware for the purpose of celebrating Thanksgiving, Burks said in her statement, adding that her family shared a meal together while in Delaware. Everyone on her Delaware trip belongs to her immediate household, even as she acknowledged they live in two different homes. Yes! You see what I mean? You dummies, you just need two different homes. Then you can see everybody else you want to. But if you don't, you little losers, you stay in your place, in your poor little house by yourself. But she said to everybody else, some people may have made mistakes over the Thanksgiving time period, Burks said in the interview, adding that those who traveled should assume they were infected. Sure, she isolated from her family and maintained regular testings. Well, I don't care if it's there to... I am riled up. I am riled up when people tell me that I got to go live like some cave monkey while they go off and do whatever they want. Yeah, I am riled up. I'll be honest with you. And if you don't get riled up, there's something wrong with you. You should be riled up when somebody stinking tells you that you're supposed to be some little cave monkey. Of course I'm riled up. I make no apologies, and I have no desire to back off from being riled up. I like being riled up. Because it's absolute hypocrisy. And again, I'm not a woman, so I like getting riled up. Like, it's normal for men to get riled up. It's the way they're supposed to live. That's the way they're supposed to be. It's called testosterone and boldness, and men ought to have it. But she kept her family safe through isolating and wearing a mask. She sure did, you losers. Right? You guys just go back to your hole where you belong. That's what you ought to do. That's the way that it goes right now in this world. But anyway, let's pray for one another. All right, let's do that, because Satan definitely hates the fact that this truth gets out. He doesn't like people preaching like this. He doesn't like the truth getting out. And we have to continue on to give that to people, okay? We got to be ready. And we got to be ready to share that. And you know, really what we've done is just take the Bible and show the times that we live in that spirit of Antichrist. And none of this should be designed to discourage you, but to fire you up. It should just be to fire you up and to encourage you that this world hates Christ. It hates what he stands for. It hates the book. And we live by that book. This world is going in one direction, and we are pressing on towards Christ. And this world is pressing on towards Antichrist. And that's exactly what we have to do. So, Danielle, I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't even remember doing that, but or why it would be done or what the purpose of it was or anything like that. So to bring up something like 2 or 3 months later, I have no record of how could I have a recollection of what took place there with that conversation? There's like no possible way I could do that. I definitely don't see how I could even remember that. Well, that's because most men, you have to understand something about men. Men don't look at, like you said, men don't look at things the way that women do. They just don't. And I'll tell you, I'll be honest with you. I don't do well with brassy women. I'll just be real with you. You'll definitely butt heads with me if you're aggressive and brassy. You definitely will. I promise you that. That will happen. It's just, and part of it is the ministry that God gave me. There are things that I stand up for and that I stand out with. And I'm telling you, when I do and because I do, I get a lot of pushback from it. And the things I say make a lot of women uncomfortable. They get upset with me. They just do. Because I'm going to be honest with you and tell you that feminism is one of the worst things. One of the worst things today are effeminate men and Jezebel women. It's one of the worst things ever. We have such a role reversal. We have such a role reversal today. You know? So, of things today that, you know, that's the way that it is, unfortunately. And anytime a man speaks boldly, that's the way it's going to go. I can't really, you're asking me to apologize for something that I don't even, that I don't even remember or the circumstances of it. So how could it be real if I don't remember it? And if you really had an issue with me, yeah, the best thing you could do is contact me in private. That would be the best thing to do. Not to try to pigeonhole me, because see the way what you have to understand is what I see what you're doing right now is manipulation. That's how I take it. And you have to understand, I sniff that out because I've been stuck by that so many times that all it looks like you're doing is manipulating me. And I don't respond well to that. I don't respond well to manipulation. I don't. I know what that is. You see, before, you'd get me to give in to that, and I'd be like, oh, man, I feel terrible. Now, after I've went like this, so many times and pulled that knife out of my back, now it just don't happen as easy. Like, I'm not so easy to give in to that. I'm not. And some of you may never understand that about me. Now, the people around me here in this church, they fully understand it. They know exactly where I'm coming from. Like, they don't even think about it. They're like, so, you know, it's just, that's the way it is. I mean, and I would have to really, you know what I did in that sense and really believe that I was wrong about something and what took place before I just make some blanket apology for something that somebody's trying to manipulate me into doing, which doesn't work well with me. But anyway, so, all right, I think we got most of it. It is, Andrea, I know, I know it, and women know it. Women can spot that, like, right away. Like, they spot it. I know, and women can see that, like, I know what that is right there. I know exactly, and because I've been stuck with it so many times, and by the way, let me preface that by saying, I thank God my wife's not that. Oh my goodness, I thank God that my wife is not like that. But, anyway. I know. That's the way it is. All right. But I've been through it. And I some of it might just be ignorance. And let's just give her the benefit of the doubt on that, okay? Some of it might just not being able to understand how to deal with things. I don't want to dump on her or anything like that. But I also won't be manipulated into doing something just because it's in front of everybody. Because, again, I've been through that before, too. So, but... And quite honestly, anyway, we'll just keep going. So, I think we kind of nailed the issue at hand here with this great reset and the plan by the devil. But always there are means that are used to accomplish that end. And we have the governments of the world, the merchants of the earth, the sorcerers, the pharmaceutical companies. Remember, we have all these coming together. And for this great reset. And the spiritual. You have that spirit of Antichrist that hovers over the top of all of these. That's that Babylon, that spirit. Man, this all ties in very closely. If you think about it, this all ties in very closely. It ties in very closely to what I've been talking about Constantine and his rise to the top. I have a new teaching that I did on Constantine on Sunday night that I'll put on sometime. I don't think it's on there yet. The first one was on from the week before, but this is Constantine's testimony. But it all comes together into these centralized, these figures of people. and this beast system, the man of sin, all of it being set up. So anyway, I got to get out of here. All right, let me give you some information here before I go. So you know how to get a hold of us if you need to. You can email me at salvationpreacher@gmail.com or pastorcooley@icloud.com. If you want to send something to us, you can mail it here. And if it's just a general giving thing, just don't worry about it. If it's something specific, you can let us know. Let's see. And then you can PayPal us also on our sermonaudio.com/Pastor Cooley page here by clicking on give and then clicking on PayPal right there. And you can give that way as well. Wednesday, we'll be back on Wednesday. Wednesday's what? Is that the 23rd? Yeah, 23rd. So we'll be back Wednesday. And then, I mean, I don't know if I'm going to do a broadcast Friday, not because I celebrate Christmas or anything. I don't know if anybody you're going to be around, but because we don't celebrate Christmas. So, you know, I don't know. So we'll see. But I just don't know how it's all going to go down, what everybody's going to be doing and how everything's going to go and all that good stuff. So we'll see. But anyway, God bless you all. Take care of yourselves. And we will talk to you soon on Wednesday. And keep praying for us. Pray for our ministry. Pray for each other.